From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In Los Angeles this Sunday, musicians in 107 categories will be considered for a Grammy Award. One category provides a peek at the future of pop music, Best New Artist. Joining us to talk about this music and the Grammy selections is our music critic, Tom Moon. Tom, I'd like to start with Maroon 5 and the song This Love. Let's listen.
I was so high, I did not recognize.
Now we're talking about the Best New Artist. New Artist is an interesting label when you talk about this band, isn't it?
Are they new? They've been around since at least 2001. They had a record when they called themselves Kara's Flowers that actually made some noise, did pretty well. What the Grammys consider a new artist is someone who releases, quote, during the eligibility year, the first recording which establishes the public identity of that artist. And that seems a different yardstick than just someone who's brand new.
So when the band actually catches fire.
Yeah.
Well, another artist in this category, Kanye West, who actually hails from the Midwest, from the city of Chicago, is a name that many are familiar with, but not necessarily as a singer.
That's right. He made his reputation as producing rap tracks for a lot of people, including Jay-Z. And he's been on the radar in hip-hop for a really long time. It's not like he's a new artist to anyone who's really following hip-hop.
Let's listen to a song of his called School Spirit.
Alpha step, omega step, kappa step, sigma step, gangsters walk, pimps don't talk, oh hecky no, that boy is raw, aka step, delta step, SG roll step, zeta step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk, oh hecky no, that boy is raw. I'ma get on this TV, mama. I'ma put this down. I'ma make sure these light skins again never, ever, never come back in style. Told them I finished school and I started my own business. They say, oh, you graduated. No, I decided I was finished. Chasing y'all dreams and what you got planned. Now I spit it so hot, you got tan. Back to school and I hate it there, I hate it there. Everything I want, I gotta wait a year, I wait a year. We graduated at the top of our class. I went to Cheesecake, he was a waiter there. Alpha step, omega step.
Kanye West with the song School Spirit, where he sings about dropping out of school, going to the streets where he got his real education. He worked in production for a long time. Do we hear that in the CD, really high production values in this cut?
Yeah, that and also the use of samples and the way he sort of tweaks around samples. Obviously there you hear the sort of helium voice, which he used several times speeding up old familiar hits in ways that make them, first of all, sound unfamiliar, but also really work against his vocal delivery, which is sort of laconic and slow.
Tom, could you tell us about the other artists in this category and whether those artists actually fit the bill? Are they actually new artists?
The UK soul singer Joss Stone, I don't know, you know, she had a record in 2003 called The Soul Sessions. A lot of critics got all crazy about it. She was a white girl from the UK singing soul music and studying from none other than Betty Wright, who's one of the greats. Draw your own conclusions. I mean, this is one of the cases where she made such a good first impression that she probably deserved to be included last time, but at least they're paying attention to her, so that's sort of good. Similarly, Los Lonely Boys, trio of brothers from Texas, they actually are new artists. This is their first record, and it's sort of like a conjunto, country, crazy mix of stuff. It's enormously entertaining, a lot of fun, and something that's really new.
How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me? Now, the last artist in the category, Gretchen Wilson, she seems to qualify as truly a new artist.
That's right. She has done some stuff with the song called Redneck Woman that hasn't happened in a while in country. When her debut album, which was called Here for the Party, was released, it entered at the top of the Billboard Country Chart, which is the first time ever a new artist has debuted there, and was very quickly certified platinum. And it's sort of a stomping, rocking kind of country record, very different from the productions of, say, Shania Twain.
So people listening in their cars are yelling at the radio when she calls for the shout-out.
Right, and slapping the dashboard and all that. I mean, it's that kind of music. It's nice. It's overdue.
Now, every year, there are critics who believe that there are artists who are left off the list. Who was overlooked?
Oh, boy. If we're talking about art and not who made the biggest splash, there are a bunch of acts who were very consequential this year. The band from Montreal called the Arcade Fire, I think, had a great record, great debut. The New York singer, songwriter, cabaret-style artist Nellie Mackay made a beautiful record, very inventive, two records, actually, that probably deserved, just on the sheer invention of it, deserved to be considered. Likewise, another jazz-type singer, Jamie Cullum, made a beautiful record that... He's a British artist, very young, irreverent, sort of taking a new tact on standards. He should have been considered here. And then rock bands like TV on the Radio, who were kind of coming up with a whole different way to make rock and roll sound, and Franz Ferdinand. Both of those really deserve to be considered.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom Moon writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer. To hear all the Grammy-nominated songs for Best New Artist and some listeners' picks, go to All Songs Considered at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.